Well, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. Here we go on a Monday. Michelle Jurdy from Liberty Business Systems will be joining us on the show today, and we'll be talking with her. And our new intern, Katie Staus, also in the studios today, and we'll get to meet her also. Today's show brought to you by Dusso Photography. You know, Bobby was in here last week talking about Christmas cards. Now, if you're thinking about getting that Christmas picture, which you want to turn into Christmas cards, done, he has got an easy way to do it. You go to DussoPhoto.com, follow directions, and he'll get you hooked up with some of the nicest looking Christmas cards you could ever imagine. He's still doing senior portraits too, family portraits, corporate pics. You can come and see our pictures too in the Dusso Photography Wall of Fame here in the studios of GFBS, man. We've got some cool stuff. You know, if you want to look the best, Dusso Photography could do just that for you. Again, go to DussoPhoto.com or call Bob up, 218-230-4325. That's 230-4325. And again, go to DussoPhoto.com for those Christmas cards. Well, again, our phone number, 701-213-0863. That's 701-213-0863. If you have any questions for any of us, feel free to text us or call us. And right now, it's time for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go. I wonder if old houseflies tell the younger ones stories like, back in my day, it was Monday. Okay, did you get that one, Paul, or not? Flies only live a little bit, you know, like
not always. No, well, there was a fly that was in my windowsill and it survived the entire winter. Because then when I went to go like open the window in the summer, all of a sudden it came back to life.
And it did, really?
Yeah. So yeah, they do
possessed
that.
Fly?
Yeah, they like freeze and then.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, we found out maybe flies live longer than betta fish. Rest in peace. Our studio mascot passed away over the weekend, Galaxy. Oh, man. Yeah, I know. Yeah. There's no fishbowl over there anymore. Rest in peace, Galaxy. Before we get with Michelle Jurdy here, we want to introduce our new intern, Katie Staus. How are you, Katie?
Doing good.
Good, good, good. See, welcome to the show.
I actually see you there. I do those photos covering your face. Oh, yeah.
You're kind of little, so it doesn't take much to cover you up. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, those of you who don't know me, I'm Katie Staus. I'm from Grand Forks, North Dakota, born and raised. Currently, I'm a UND student majoring in communications, and I'm going to be hanging around here a bit more, learning some of the tech stuff that goes on around here, because I have some background knowledge with that stuff.
Good, good. We're looking forward to working with you. And now, welcome to the studio, Michelle Jurdy, Liberty Business Systems. How are you doing today?
I am great. Thank you for having me.
You know, we've met with you a couple of times now, trying to figure out when we could get you on the show, and here we are. Michelle, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Yeah, I am born and raised in a small town in East Central South Dakota, Vianna. We say Vianna, not Vianna.
Vianna. Yeah. Never heard of it.
Tiny town.
Okay.
That's where I'm from. But I found myself moving back to this area after living here in the past. I worked for DigiKey. Mm-hmm. I was a communication director there. And then I explored, set my sights on Chicago, and lived in Sioux Falls, South Dakota for a while, and missed the greater Grand Forks area. Mm-hmm. So I'm back. And I am working with Liberty Business Systems. My career is mostly in technology and marketing and sales. And I found this great little company that is looking for a Grand Forks presence. Mm-hmm. So I'm the new account manager for Liberty here in the area.
What did you think of Chicago?
You know, I loved it. I lived by Wrigleyville. I loved it. I could hear the games and the concerts from where I lived.
Yeah. I spent about 5 days there one spring, and that was long enough for me.
Yeah, it's different. It's different.
So, I got a question for you really quick, because I was thinking about this over the weekend. The Liberty Business Systems, is that the Liberty commercials? Is it the same company?
No, good question, though. There's a few Liberties, but no, we don't have a jingle quite like that.
Okay, I didn't know if it was like the same business or not.
Good question, yeah.
Well, if that's not what it is, tell us about Liberty Business Systems. Systems.
Sure, sure. Liberty Business Systems has been around since 1986, believe it or not. Started in Fargo by a guy named Ron Furman. And a new CEO has taken the reins here just earlier this year, and his name is Sean Peterson. And that's important because we're at a sort of a transition. The company's built a great business in office technology, and we're at kind of a turning point now where we want to, or we are, becoming more of a business consultant, coach, resource, where we're very focused on three things: people, processes, and technology.
Okay. I was looking at your release that you sent us, your email, a little bit earlier, and I wasn't quite sure. So I was just going to ask you flat out. I mean, what are your goals and your visions? And you know, they probably have changed, because I know our goals and visions here at GFBS have changed because of COVID. But what are those, and how is COVID affecting Liberty Business Systems?
Great question. That's one thing I wanted to talk about today. We've always been about business efficiency, lowering costs. We always look at what our clients are doing to see, can we save you time or money or make things easier? Mm-hmm. And now that's even more important, right? People are short-staffed. Business is down, of course. They don't have as much traffic. Employees are working remotely. So we are all about getting creative to help you, A, stay safe, keep your employees safe, and B, grow your business and cut costs and survive and thrive. So we have a new product I wanted to talk about that is very related to COVID, and it is called OneSafe.
Okay.
It's a device that you can set up. It's kind of futuristic looking. It's basically an iPad on a pedestal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it is a temperature scanner and more. It's not just a thermometer. It is a facial recognition device that has integrated artificial intelligence.
So it's like a Star Trek thing or something.
Yeah, it is a way that employers and businesses of all kinds, hospitals, schools, other enterprise organizations can have that extra safety check. Mm-hmm. You can have it in your entryway. And if a person walks up to it, you have to stand about an inch or two away, up to 3 inches. And it scans to see if you are over the 99 or 100, whatever that temperature is. And you get rejected if you are.
Okay.
And if not, you're allowed into the building. It's even integrated with the next doorway that can open. The automated doors will open.
Okay. So it's not going to tell me like my weight or anything like that?
Nothing you don't want it to know, but it will capture your face and it'll know you next time.
Okay. Okay.
So for events, it'll know you.
Sure. Oh, so okay. Yeah, we had trouble with this guy last time. Remember that?
Do they have like larger ones?
You ever see the size of this gourd? I mean, it's... It's like, can you supersize me?
Right.
Got to get the 27-inch.
Yeah. All right. Are you done now? At my expense? Thank you. By the way, Terry Blackland says, say hi to Michelle. I think I sent her your way. And yeah, you did. And thanks, Terry.
Yeah, thanks, Terry.
Jeannie's watching. William, Andy, Craig, Eddie, Brian. Thank you all for watching. Now, okay, you guys, there's so many different things that Liberty Business Systems does, but you got the facial recognition thing. Now, when we were talking, speaking to Terry Blacklance, you guys you have a lot of other things too that you sell, or am I wrong?
No, that's right. We work with a couple primary partners. We work with Xerox, Kyocera, and also Canon. So Canon is the high-end machine for anybody that's into high-end graphics, large format, material, signs, banners, wraps for cars, things like that. We have some very high-end options that you know, aren't going to be an impulse buy for anybody, but they're high-quality imaging. You don't need a laminator and a printer. You can have it all in one. And that's really at that end of the spectrum. But we have some huge fans that are in that business that have made more money because of our systems.
So, I mean, like if you wrap or build race cars or billboards or signage or any of that kind of thing where you need a sign or something like these cool race cars we have on the Do So Photography wall here, that machine would do it.
You got it.
I couldn't ask a question on that too, because if you look outside of our studio, we have those two white spots on the side. So could we get like a big, like, banner or a wrap or something that would be pictures up there?
We could do something really cool. It's very quality image. Okay. Yeah.
All right. We'll talk after the show.
Yeah. Maybe we can get our intern on that.
Yeah.
Be up for it. So a machine like this, it's got to take up quite a bit of space.
Yeah, it's bigger than this table right here.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's not small. But, you know, of course, the large format graphics, the more efficient you are, the larger, the faster, the more reliable, the more business you can get if you're in that type of business. So,
you know, you mentioned the three things that were the most important to you. Are you guys like considered almost like a job coach too, or a business coach, I should say?
Yeah, that's exactly how we want to be thought of. We are in the relationship business first and foremost. When I had this company tell me, yeah, we want you to get to know all the businesses, be a resource for them, I share things like business, the best business books we've read lately, or what we learned in our sales coaching call with Grant Cardone. And we want to think about processes, workflow. We're not just in the business of selling printers. And a lot of people think a printer just prints. Once you write or copies, there's a lot more to it. There's software. There's document management, workflow. We can help people figure that out.
Okay. We're going to talk more here with Michelle Jurdy in just a minute with Liberty Business Systems. But I tell you what, you know what? If you're looking for somebody to do snow removal this year for you, if you're just sick and tired of doing it, or maybe you're getting to the age where you don't want to do it anymore, tell you what, get a hold of Executive Properties. You know, everybody knows Executive Properties because of their commercial and residential work that they do. They are great contractors. These guys do everything, but they also do snow removal. Now, I know they do a good chunk of the businesses downtown in Grand Forks. And if you ever walk around some of these stores, well, you can tell who has the good snow removal companies, and you can tell who has the not so good snow removal companies. Executive Properties is the good one, all right? If you need snow removal done, or maybe you need some work done around the house, maybe some bathroom work or kitchen work or even doors or windows or any of that kind of stuff, Executive Properties, they're the company to call. They've got a ton of experience. Barry Romo leading the crew over there. They're going to get everything you want done, and they're going to do it the way you want it, and they're going to do it the right way. Call them 701-330-1273, or you can go to their website too. That's executiveproperties.org, and make sure to check out the reviews on Facebook and Google. You know what? We're lucky so far up here with the snow, but you know it is coming, so get a hold of Executive Properties. Back with Michelle Jurdy from Liberty Business Systems and, of course, our new intern, Katie Staus, here along with Paul, the producer, and myself. You know, getting back to you, Michelle, just for an example, what are some of the things like, okay, our business, it's a new business, and say I call you up and say I want to meet with you, I want to say, you know, what are some of the things we need to do to succeed? What do you tell people when you meet with them? I mean, I guess everybody's got a different story about what's happening, but got any examples of some of these, like, well, for one thing, you know, maybe, I mean, it might be obvious walking into a business, it might not be.
Right. Well, I think the key word is ask. We like to really get to know our customers. We like to understand how many people are using your systems. What are your goals as a business? Are you looking to grow? Are you looking to add staff? Are you looking to get into more color printing? Are you going to do some more brochures? How can we help you by understanding what you need and what you need to compete in this marketplace? So we ask all sorts of things, not related to what we sell or not, just so that we have a good pulse of the business. So for example, we're going to just want to know, how's business been? How's COVID affected you? What can we do to help you? And then based on that information, I can look at what they're currently using for equipment or other things that they have in place for processes. Maybe they have a bunch of disconnected machines and multiple users. Maybe more users are working from home. We have something called managed print services, so we can set it up so you're not reinventing the wheel and spending more money than you have to.
Now, how much more difficult has it been since the whole pandemic thing? I mean, we started this new business, you know, about a week before COVID hit, and it has been a struggle, you know, through a lot of, well, like the Chamber and other clubs, we've gotten a lot of you know, got to meet a lot of new people, a lot of new business owners, and I'm starting to get to be good friends with some of these, and I feel bad for them. You know, you go across the river in East Grand Forks, things are horrible in Minnesota. It's not easy. And I mean, do you ever, is it to the point you go in and maybe introduce yourself and you could just see that look on their face, and they probably, you know, maybe they don't, but maybe they'd say, I can't talk to you right now. I mean, have you been running into that, or people still okay?
You don't know. It's been a tough time. It's been a tough time. People are somewhat distracted. So I think that's why it's even more important to build that relationship and say, what can I do for you? Mm-hmm. I'm not here to hard sell on anything. I just want to understand maybe what we can do short term, long term. I'm a face-to-face person, so mm-hmm. it's been hard not to be able to take people out for lunch or get to know them personally. But on the flip side, I'm catching more people at home, more
sure.
business owners, leaders, and they have some time to talk and they're willing to talk. And I think everybody's has some compassion now, too.
Yeah. Have you noticed a difference between business owners in Minnesota compared to North Dakota?
Interesting. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to look around and I know these people that have these businesses and you can't even walk in the door, you know, and it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It does. I'm still walking in some doors. It seems like most people are open and even anxious mm-hmm. to have yeah. some personal conversations. So I set appointments with those willing, of course. And I think it's good to have some face-to-face meetings during this time.
Sure. You guys have got an upcoming open house. Tell us about that.
Yes. This is the first open house in our location on 32nd Street over there in town. Mm-hmm. I'm going to basically offer free lunches, box lunches for safety reasons, mm-hmm. To showcase this new OneSafe screening device.
Okay. And when is this?
December 15th.
Hey, what is that?
It's a Tuesday, I believe.
You said you're over on 32nd?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
You know, I'm so new, I don't have our address memorized.
What's by you?
What's yeah. by me? Dakota Electronics.
Oh, okay. You
know Sterling Carpet.
Yeah.
Sterling
oh, okay. Carpet. Yeah. Yeah. Dakota TV and Appliance. Mm-hmm. And
mm-hmm. Happy Harry's Liquor Bottle Shop.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, okay. Now I know exactly where you are.
Okay.
Yep.
That's where we are. Yep. So free lunch, holiday goodies to take home with you afterwards, and we're going to demonstrate this cool device. It's like a lunch and learn.
Okay. You know, I've after corresponding with you over the last couple of weeks, it's hard to pinpoint where you're going to be. I mean, you're all over. Tell us about a typical work week for you. I mean, because you're constantly on the road all over the place around here.
That's right. That's right. That's one thing I love about my job is covering a good-sized territory. So I live in Thief River Falls.
Which, okay.
You know, John, right?
Yeah. Where everybody is somebody. It's the town yeah. motto. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I love all the Norwegians there because I'm yeah. Norwegian myself. So
okay.
The highest concentration of Norwegians in the country.
Yeah. Well, we won't hold that against you. You're okay.
Yeah. So I live there. So a typical week, I try to spend at least 2 or 3 days a week in Grand Forks, more like three. And then I'm on the road to Crookston, headed towards Bemidji, Bagley. Mm-hmm. Spending time, you know, and on the North Dakota side, I head over to Grafton next week, Cavalier. So really the whole sweep up to the border.
Yep.
And down a little bit south of Grand Forks.
So when you go on the road and you go to these businesses, are you more like pitching your product or are you doing the coaching and advising and counseling? Or do you do a little bit of each or you get to kind of warm up to the person first and find out what they need, what their wants are? How does that work?
Right. Well, keep in mind, we do have several customers here. In total, we have 3,000 customers.
Okay.
So a good chunk of my time is meeting with current customers to see how things are going, what's changed, let them know about some of the new things that we're offering, mm-hmm. making sure they're happy. And then the other part is that getting to know the businesses, you know, which leads to some coaching conversations and say, hey, have you checked out this book, Traction? I think it might really help you build your sales team, mm-hmm. you know, hearing their pains and needs. And then, of course, if I have that conversation where I think they need one of our products, then it goes from there.
Do you have a favorite, like a Zig Ziglar or any of those that you read when it comes to this type of stuff?
Yeah, our go-to that we are listening to every single morning, our sales team, is Grant Cardone.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's got some great podcasts and some great sales methodology. He's all about being unreasonable in sales.
Okay.
Extreme.
Unreasonable.
Yeah, not reasonable.
Yeah.
He's like, pull out all the stops and be the very best you can be. And that means going above and beyond. It means in relationship building, you know, it's a numbers game, right? Mm-hmm. To grow your business. He's on the far end of the spectrum of win or else.
Okay. Okay. And you every morning?
every morning.
Really?
Our company invests in the sales tracks. Mm-hmm. And we each have a goal of listing to 3 every morning before we start the day.
And how long are these?
They're only like 10 minutes each.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So half hour.
Yeah, half hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, we got a text from a guy named Brian.
Oh, boy.
It's a great show today, guys and gals. Yeah, right.
Nice.
Glad Thanks, Brian's watching. Michelle, to be honest with you, I didn't have a ton of stuff for you, but you have got a ton of stuff there. What else you want to talk about here?
Well, I guess we have some terminology just for how we go about business that might help crystallize what I'm talking about here. Mm-hmm. One is we call the customer experience really the red carpet experience.
Okay.
To go with our brand and logo. And that means that we do this listening, coaching, learning, you know, everything we need to do to understand our customer. But it also means value. It means our service, our support. One thing that is a good example of our red carpet experience is just our service expertise and our team.
Mm-hmm.
I met with a school in Goodridge last week, and I learned that our service guy has worked with about, 6 or 8 schools in this region
mm-hmm.
for 20 plus years.
Wow.
And they want to stay with us because of him.
Sure.
His name's Tim, and he is so good personally and technically, that he's a large part of why our customers enjoy working with us.
Mm-hmm.
He can fix any problem.
And the way it sounds, you enjoy really working for Liberty too.
I do too. It's a unique company. Our CEO, Sean Peterson, is all about personal and professional goals and development.
Mm-hmm.
So every morning after we listen to our Grant Cardone, we talk about personal goal wins and professional goal wins.
Okay.
So one of my personal goal wins, I fixed a plumbing problem this weekend.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going back to that facial recognizing machine. Well, I'm sorry. What'd you call it again?
The GoSafe.
So you mentioned schools. So you could have a school that could have one of those, and then it would only recognize the like faculty and staff and everybody. So no strange people could just walk into the school.
Right. Yeah. That's a good point. So it's a security thing too.
What would like an alarm go off or something? So maybe a security guard would say, hey, wait a minute. Who are you? What are you doing here?
You can set it for an alarm.
Okay.
We didn't want an alarm to go off with the temperature to and alarm people,
mm-hmm.
but you can for other reasons like that.
Because right now, I mean, when I go to pick up my daughter, you hit the button and they got their little fisheye camera that probably looks at you and you're just like, I'm somebody's dad.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, Buzz, you're in.
That's a great idea.
And another reason that this would come in such handy would be now when you do this, you've got a mask on and you could say, you know, hey, I'm whoever's dad. And who knows? They might be going, yeah, okay. And buzz them in.
You got the right eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You could disguise yourself. But this recognizes, by the way, if you have a mask or not. So mm-hmm. some businesses, that might be one of the criteria. Oh, you're not wearing a mask, you're rejected. But the facial recognition, as far as you can go with a mask, it does that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you see more and more businesses are starting to use these now.
Yeah.
I mean, for one thing, it takes away manpower. So you don't have to have somebody. I mean, I would imagine, you know, if you're a business owner, you've probably got better things to do for your employees than to stand and scan somebody's forehead to take their temperature to make sure they're safe to come in when a machine could be doing this. Now, I mean, I'm not all for machines taking jobs, but this is a little bit different.
Right, right. And as it alleviates concern and alleviates that manpower.
Mm-hmm.
My eye doctor had somebody you had to call, buzz in, they'd meet in the lobby, take your temperature, and it's a risk for them, too.
Mm-hmm.
This does take away the people element.
Okay. What else you got for us?
What else we got? Let's talk about core values. That's the other thing that we have built into our mantra for every day. It's kind of interesting, I think, when a company really emphasizes what your values are, your mission.
Mm-hmm.
And every day we talk about our core values in our team call and give an example of it. It's things like, these are the 5, teamwork, customer focused, do the right thing, success driven, and be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is really important that we all know that that's what we need to strive for every day.
Right, right. You kind of sound like one of those motivational speakers, like you would be a good business coach. But
And I went to the website yesterday and I was looking up some of the things here. And one of the ones that really caught my eye was the customer care portion that you were talking about. I mean, if I even just pull it up here, there's so many beneficial things on here as far as, where did it go? There was one that really kind of, that really caught my eye. Sorry, I just had it a second ago. Give me a second. My phone's being silly.
That's fine.
Well, in any case, oh yeah, so it was like, when you're talking about meeting with people and just the ways that you can help them. So even as far as like your marketing, you know, making sure that you are using it effectively, like you kind of coach people on ways that they can do that as opposed to just going to somebody and being like, I need to buy 500 brochures and I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
Kind of like we did.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, to be clear, we don't charge for our coaching at this point. It's really a value add, and that's mm-hmm. what we're really passionate mm-hmm. about. We want this to be a partnership, you know, and my sure. background happens to be in marketing. So when I meet with small businesses, and I used to run a company focused on small business marketing and growth, I like to talk about that too mm-hmm. and say, here's some quick thoughts on what you could be doing, mm-hmm. you know, and by the way, you're spending way too much on your printers and copiers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Liberty Business Systems, they don't just want you out there selling your product. They want you out there doing all of the things that we have talked about. And oh, by the way, yeah, we do want you to buy our product. Mm-hmm. So
if it helps your business, mm-hmm. right? Right. So, you know, there's only so many options out there. We are very proud of the technology solutions that we offer. And we also have refurbished systems, I might add. If they're on a budget,
yeah,
we can sell you something that's, you know, slightly used, mm-hmm. but refurbished.
Sure. Sure. So you get it, you send it in, have it all fixed back up and put it back out on the market again. And you can save a business a lot of money.
Yep. You got it.
Okay. Anything else you want to hit on?
I would just say, I mean, kind of thinking back to our website and some of the values that we always talk about, we aren't one size fits all. You know, we're not going to just treat you the same as everybody else. Mm-hmm. So no matter the size of your business, by understanding your needs, we can really customize and tailor a solution for you. You know, we're going to work with you.
Okay.
I'm not selling a one-way relationship. It's a partnership.
Sure. And if somebody wants to get a hold of you, Michelle, how do they do that? And you know, kind of tell us about how your schedule goes because, all right, I've heard you mention how many local small towns. I mean, you were in Grich the other day.
Yeah.
I can't do the tongue roll Grigla, anymore, Lisa. You too. Oh, Grigla. Love that place. But you're all over. You might be in Goodrich or Grigla one day. You might be in Grafton one day. You might be in Fargo another day. If somebody has or wants to meet with you, how could they get you on their schedule?
Great. Well, yeah, feel free to email me or call me and I will work into my schedule. I'm still fairly new, so there's time in my schedule. I'm, you know, kind of in getting to know people phase. They can reach me at mgerde, that's mgjerde at libertybusiness.com. mgerde at libertybusiness.com. And my phone number is 701-715-4185.
Okay, so mgerde at libertybusiness.com or 701-715-4185. Did I get that right?
That's correct.
Can't believe I wrote all that down. I can't believe I remembered all that. anything you want to get out there before we cut you loose? I know, where are you heading to next?
I am heading to the office on 30 seconds.
So. Oh, so you don't have to leave town today?
Nope. I'm going to be in Grand Forks all day. And okay. A great city, and I'm looking forward to meeting more business owners, business leaders, other people. And if I can be a resource for you, I'm happy to chat.
And again, the open house is when?
December 15th, 11:30, the doors open for a little bit of networking and grab your lunch, and then the presentation starts at noon.
Okay. About how long do you think it would take if you wanted to come in and grab a lunch and listen to your presentation?
The whole thing will be done in an hour, and if you want to stick around and visit a little bit longer, you can.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Kind of fun BSing with you.
Thank you.
You know a lot of people we know. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And make sure you say hi to the folks up in Turf Town when you get back home.
Yes, I sure will.
Beyond this, this event, you guys do kind of like seminars and open houses periodically for just business owners in general, right?
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. We do webinars and we're kicking off a Lunch and Learn series next year. So this thing that I'm doing is sort of a special one-off. But our team, we've got offices in Minot, Bismarck, here in Fargo. We'll be doing more webinars, lunch and learns, and other events. And our CEO loves to give presentations. He's the motivational speaker extraordinaire.
Okay.
So if anybody's looking for somebody to add some pizzazz to an event, Sean can talk about a lot of different topics related to business growth and success.
So yeah. Liberty Business Systems, man, you guys do a lot of things.
We do. And I think our focus on the customer gives us that flexibility, but we love to learn about business needs and people. That's what we're in the business of, people, process, and technology.
Mm-hmm. You ever walk into one of those businesses and just go, oh boy, they need help?
Yeah.
Hopefully it wasn't like a half hour ago.
Right.
Well, and kind of what I gathered out of that too, it sounds like you can help businesses by expanding beyond just the city that they're in. Am I right on that?
Yeah, that's a good point. So, we could help them grow and find new revenue streams or think about staffing challenges, things like that.
Yeah, so I mean, just as an example, one of the things that I was thinking about doing with our show is trying to expand it into other cities, but I wouldn't know exactly how to do that as far as like the marketing and the equipment and all that stuff and how you would transfer all that. So I'm sure that that's like the kind of coaching and stuff that you guys could help with.
Yeah. A lot of it based on my background and my team. I've got an amazing team. That's the other thing they take a lot of pride in at Liberty, is finding good people. We've got probably an average of 20 years of experience, I'm guessing. So we've been around the block. And maybe 15 to 20.
Yeah. And another thing too is when we talk about expansion to some of these towns, she's probably already knows handfuls of people in every town that we have been talking about, I would imagine, too.
If not, I know people that know people. They give me a hard time at work because I've got 11,000 connections on LinkedIn.
Wow.
I know. But I've been fortunate in my career. I know Bill Gates and Michael Dell because of my years with Gateway Computers.
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they'd remember me personally, but yeah. I'm connected with them,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah. Well, that's still kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have like five.
I know a couple older.
I was kind of late to the LinkedIn game.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I know Rusty Wallace. I don't know if he'd remember me or not, but there you go.
Yeah.
Michelle Jurdy, interesting conversation. And we're looking forward to doing business with you and Liberty Business Systems. And thanks for taking some time out today. I know you're busy. This is the third time we've met with you, and we finally got you on the air, and we appreciate it.
Great. Well, this is a fun break in my day, so thank
good,
you.
Good. Well, there you go. Michelle Jurdy, Liberty Business Systems. Again, her number is 701-715-4185, or go to mjurdy@libertybusiness.com. Tell you what, you need some help. You need some product. They're the ones to call. That's what I would do, no doubt about it. Special thanks going out today, by the way, to Integrity Fundraisers. Let them help you in little as 2 weeks. They can help any school, sports team, youth group, and nonprofits raise money for much-needed funds. They have all kinds of personalized stuff that you can purchase with your name and logo on it. They do that laser engraving. It's cool. You know what? Maybe you need business cards or brochures or any printed materials. Again, the design, the laser engraving, they do shipping. With over 300 clients, including GFBS, and $3 million raised locally, and over 390,000 students served. Well, they can help you too. Integrity Fundraisers in the Grand Cities Mall. Call them up, 701-402-2171, and let Integrity Fundraisers help you. By the way, a Fighting Sue documentary called Fighting Over Sue will debut Wednesday, and we're going to have the creator of the show live on Wednesday. This is going to be something. Tomorrow, Steve Johnson, new head hockey coach for the University of Minnesota Crookston. He'll be on the show, by the way. They're going to have a team starting this season. And if it's anything to do with hockey, I'm all over it. So we're looking forward to having Steve Johnson on the show tomorrow, man. That guy knows his hockey. And now we are on Amazon Music. Yeah, tell your smart speaker to play GFBS Podcast. And there you go. And we want your 5-star reviews on Google, too. Hey, make sure you like, share, and tag us, everybody. We're Grand Forks' best source, giving Grand Forks an identity again.